Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus leilu nishmas. Maran Agon, Rosh HaYeshiva, Rav Chaim Shmulevitz, Zecher Tzadik Livracha. Today is his Yahrzeit, and therefore I thought it would be gewaldig to learn a mimer that was given by Maran Agon, Rosh HaYeshiva, Rav Yitzchak Kuttner Zatzal, in memory of Reb Chaim. And this is published both in the Sefer Zikaron, in memory of Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, and also in the Sefer Pachad Yitzchak, Igros Uksovim. So as someone who is definitely not worthy of being a Talmud of Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, but somebody who's tried to study a lot of his Torah over the years, feel a very strong connection. And it's a schus to talk about him based on the words of someone who was a master at appreciating great people among his many other multifaceted talents. And he opens up and he says that this is not a hesped. This is just a gathering in memory of Reb Chaim, and we'd like to remember him and talk a little bit about what this memory is, the content of this memory. Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, Zecher Tzadik V'Kadosh Livracha. When you speak about the content of anything, the nature of anything, you have to remember the Maharal. Maharal says that Masechet Shabbos begins with Melechos Hotzah, even though it's the last of the Lamedtes Melachos, because Melechos Hotzah is not Noeg on Yom Tov. It's only Shabbos. And the most, the clearest revelation of the nature of something is what's unique to it, how it's different from everything else. So what makes Shabbos unique, different than Yom Tov? Hotzah. There's no Hotzah on Yom Tov. So that means that you want to characterize Shabbos, you want to define Shabbos, Hoitzah. And therefore, Masechet Shabbos begins with Hoitzah. So when you talk about great people, many people, but great people in particular, it's really critical to emphasize what's different about them. What's the same, say there. That's easy. Whenever anyone's nifter, a great person, you could say he was a gadol, he was a masmid, he was a yeri shamayim, he was a balmidis. Okay, but what made him different? Talk about the goinus and the tzidkus of Reb Chaim. There's nothing to add. Everyone knows about that. However, Am Yisrael found a unique expression to describe the histalkus of an Adam, Mi Yisrael. And that is Shavak Chaim L'chol Chai. He left life for the living. What does it mean? He left life, Shavak Chaim, he left life L'chol Chai for the living. This means is that chiyus that was with us in this world now left. It went to the upper worlds. About him it says, Roichev Aravi, Sos v'samech b'voy lav nefesh, Noki v'tzadik. Like it says in the Gemara Moed Katan, Chofei. That he who rides in the heavens is joyous when a nefesh of a Naki and Tzadik comes to him. So he went up to Shemayim. However, there's a chiyus that he left for us. L'kol chai, Shabak chaim. He left his life, he left his chiyus for us to take. And therefore, that's what we have to do. We think about someone great, like Maran Agoin, Reb Chaim Shmulevitz. And we have to take his chiyus, what he left for us in this world, and be elevated through that just to get the dates. He was born on Rosh Hashanah in Tafreis Samach Gimel, 3rd of October 1902, the second day of Rosh Hashanah, in Kovna, and he was Nifter on the 3rd of Teves Tovshin Lamed Tes, on New Year's, if you will, January 1st, 1979. Zchus Yagen Aleinu. So that's the Shavak Chaim L'chol Chai. He left life for us, and we have to take whatever we can. When we speak about what's unique about a true gadol, we have to know that it's not something superficial. It's not something surface. Something deep. It's not an inyan of b'fi yisharim, and not b'divrei tzaddikim, and not b'lashon chasidim, but rather b'kerev kedoshim. Because by a gadol amiti, it all begins with the tiskadish. From the tiskadish, from his sanctity, comes the tishalel, the tisbarach, the tisraimim. We care of Kedoshim Tiskadesh. This is talking in davening, we're talking about the Ribbono Shel Olam. That he is sanctified amongst the Kedoshim, but here it's Lashon Bekerev, the inside. You have to go to the Pnimius. So we'd like to understand what's the Shavak Chaim L'chol Chai of Reb Chaim. So it begins with a new understanding of a sukkah that was brought about through Reb Chaim. The sukkah is a Mishnah, the end of Horius. There the Mishnah enumerates Sidrei Hakadima b'chiyuv ha'tzel shel Adam Yisrael. Kohen kodim le'Levi, Levi kodim le'Yisrael, etc. The Mishnah concludes, Mamzer Talmud Chochem, Koidim l'koin godol am ha'oretz. You have to save a mamzer who's a Talmud Chacham before you save a koin godol who's an am ha'oretz. Yikari mipninim, it's more valuable than pninim, than pearls. More valuable than the koin godol who's nichnas l'fnai v'lefnim. Hatfisa regila b'inyan ze, hi ki yisoda shel halacha zohi b'yakrus ha'toyro. The normal understanding is that we're talking about the value of Torah, chshivus of Torah. It's more valuable than pninim, than the one who goes to the fnai v'lefnim, the kohen gadol. And that's mechayiv that a chacham will have a din kadima v'hatzala, in contrast to other kosher Jews. Yakrus haTorah. However, our hargosha in the chius of shavak chaim l'chol chai was Mishana Artfisa, our feeling, and the vitality of the that was left to us by Reb Chaim, the Shavak Chaim L'chol Chai of Reb Chaim, that he left us his life, his vitality for us to use, changed my understanding of this sugya. And that is Zel Kushta L'milsa, the truth of the matter is that the makor of this halacha is not the Yakros HaTorah. That's Mechayiv Kedimas Hatzalasu Shel Chacham. Because we're talking about Atzelus Nefashis, L'samar Adam Re'echa. So since we're coming from a place of Re'echa, it must be that the reason you prefer the Chacham to save the Chacham is because he's more of a Re'echa. The more he's a Chacham, the more he's a Re'echa. Because Chochma and Re'us are b'v'chinas Hava HaTalia. More of a chacham, he's more of a reya. So that is the beginning of our feeling of this of the Shadak Chaim L'chol Chai that Reb Chaim left us in this world. And now we'd like to expand upon this. Why is it? So again, Rav Maron Rosh HaYeshiva, Rav Hutner Zatzal, says a chiddush, that you're not saving the Talmud Chacham merely because of the chashivas of Torah, the yakris of Torah, but rather because you're saving him because Samar Adam Re'echa, he's more Re'echa. He's more your friend than the other, than a regular person, than a non-Talmud Chacham. And therefore you have to save him. We have it in an open pasuk. Ve'ahavta l'reacha kamocha. When it comes to sinah, it says l'sisnas achicha b'lvavecha. So why by love does it call him a rea? And by hatred it calls him a brother. Don't hate your brother in your heart. So the explanation is as follows. When it comes to brotherhood, there are no chilukei dalgis. There are no shiurim la'achva. There's no more brother, less brother. So the Torah says, brother, everyone says, brother is a brother. Is your brother, is he not your brother? If he's your brother, he's the same as your other brother. So the Torah says, don't hate your brother. Same shear for everybody. It's the same shear for everybody. Same amount. Because they know chilukim in anachva. Hashem came when it comes to reus. The more of a chacham he is, the more of a rea he is. They're different shiurim, and therefore it says reacha, because when it comes to love, some people you have to love more, some people you have to love less. Rashi writes in Masechet Shabbos, explaining the Gemara, De'alecha sani lechabrich leitzavid, zeo kol ha'tara kula. The mitzvah after reacha kamocha includes HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It says reacha v'rea v'icha al tazav, don't leave your friend, the friend of your father is God. It's interesting that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is called Re'acha. Now, Knesset Yisrael has a lot of Shemus. And in one pasuk we have four of them. Pischi li achoisi, ra'ayosi, yoinosi, samosi. We don't call HaKadosh Baruch Hu yoinosi. We don't call him samosi. We don't call him achoisi, but ra'ayosi, yeah, we do. Re'acha. So why is it that dafka the reacha we, that's a kinui klapei mala, that's a way of referring to God. The explanation is that achoisi yoinosi samosi are descriptions where there are no shaychas of chiluke dargis. Hem toarim kagon elu. Shaloch shayach behem chulukei dargot. And therefore they relate to Knesset Yisrael, the Torah's klalius. In general, we're called Kadosh Baruch Hu Zechoisi, Yainasi, Samosi. Sister, I dove. Complete one. So there are no chilukei dargis, and memela they relate to Knesset Yisrael in general, all three of them. But it has nothing to do with Shem Shemayim. It's not a kinui l'Shem Shemayim. But now when it comes to Re'acha, kol ikarot yachesu mechuvan klapei kol yochid v'yochid. When it says Re'acha, your friend, it's referring to every individual on his level. Because they're different madrigas. They're different madrigas in Re'acha. And that's what we're going to explain now. The minion of the Jewish people is called in the Torah Nesias Roish. Su'u es Roish b'nei Yisrael. Lift up their heads. It says in the Kadmonim, in the early sources, that there are two ways of counting. One is min ha'prat el ha'klal, in other words, you count the yichidio, the chidus, you count the ones, and then you get to the final sum. And the second way is that from the klal to the prat, as you take one shlemus and then you break it up into small parts. And the difference between these two tzuras is that the first way is that the sum, the general sum, is at the end of all of the details. The second surah, it's above, it's not beneath all the details. It's above all the disparate parts. Lashon HaGemara, it's called Klal HaKam or Klal HaBasra. When does the klal come? At the end or at the beginning? If you start from the klal, then the klal is at the beginning. And if you go with the pratim, they get to the klal, then the klal is only at the end. The counting of the Jewish people is not a counting from the prat to the klal, but rather from the klal to the prat. There's one mitzius. The mitzius is that mystical concept of Knesset Yisrael, the holy soul of the Jewish people. And the minyan, the count, is then afterwards, after you have this collective, this totality, then you have the minyan to see how many are in that totality. So that this is called when counting the Jewish people in the Siyasol, Shesuas Rosh B'nei Yisrael. Why Rosh? Because the Rosh is at the top. Now you start from the klal, and then you go down to the pratim. Elevate the head. Elevate what's at the beginning. When you know their number, when you know that final sum, you know their beginning. You know the Rosh, because it all starts with the final sum, and then it's broken down into smaller parts. And that's, by the way, what Reina the Rosh Yeshiva writes in Parad Yitzchak on Pesach, Lamed Gimel, that he talks about the unique status of the Korban Pesach. That the Korban Pesach is a Korban Yochid. However, the Gemara calls it a Korban Sibur because the Asa Beknufya Kitzibul Dami. Since it comes Beknufya, that everybody's bringing it together, it has a status of a Korban Sibur. The idea is that the Korban Pesach created the Tzibur. So we say, Lo Asav Aseinu Bilvad Goal. Not only did HaKadosh Baruch Hu redeem us from Egypt, not only our Avos, but Afo Senu Goal Iman. In other words, we're equal to our Avos. It's not a cause and effect. It's the same, because it's all of Knesset Yisrael going out of Egypt. And this unity of Knesset Yisrael was created by the Korban Pesach. That's the Korban of Gulas Mitzrayim. Just like Gulas Mitzrayim created Torah Tzibur B'Yisrael, so too the Korban Pesach is Mechadish the Shem Tzibur and the Knufya. And when we're all coming to bring our individual korbanos, that the fact that it's a Pesach brings us all together. Hakorbanim, that's the idea of the minyan. The minyan we're talking about here, Rosh, Suas Rosh, Bnei Yisrael. That when you know our final number, you know our beginning, Klal HaKama. It all begins with the Klal. And then afterwards, you get to the Pratim. This is how many Pratim, how many individuals make up the Klal. Now, Terua is a kol shavur. It is a broken sound, as opposed to a tkiya, which is a kol shalim or pashut. The word hara means shvira, is to break. To roein b'shevet barzel kekli yotzer tenaptzeim. It's a pasuk, a well-known pasuk, Tehillim 2:9. So it means to break with a staff of barzel. Re'ah is to break, shvira. That's why the sound is a broken sound. And that's why to ro'em is to break. When you cause evil to your friend, shu me'ralo v'shovro, that's when you cause him evil, means to leharalo, to do ra, to break him. That's milashin shvira. That's why, if you ever thought about it, why is Ra and Rea the same word? Ra is evil and Rea is a friend. Because Rea is somebody who's broken off from the Klalius of Knesset Yisrael. In other words, he's a piece. We are all pieces. Every Jew, every Rea is a piece. So again, Ra is to break, like Teruah. To ro'eim b'shevet ba'azel, to break, and a rei as a friend, because everybody is a piece, is a broken off piece of Knesset Yisrael, is an individual piece from the collective, from the totality. And the chiyuvim of v'yavtala reiach kamoicha, and loisamod adam reiecha, mechuvanim hem b'misuyam, lekol yachid b'torat yachid. כשמדברים על יחיד בתורת ריאה בפרטות, היינו שהינו חלק יותר גדול בכלליות כנסת ישראל שנשפר ונתחלק מכללות זו. So a ריאה can be bigger than its one ריאה than the other ריאה. He's a bigger part of Knesset Yisrael. He has a higher Madregas Yisrael. He has more of Klal Yisrael in him, so to speak. So Mele, he's a bigger piece than his friend. וכאן אנחנו מגיעים לתואר רעייתי. We are called Hashem's Rea. A wife is רעייתי. God, the Torah, and the Jewish people are one. Yisrael Eitzel U'Kutche Brich U'Chadim. And Klolius Knesset Yisrael is a specific chelek in the Klolius of Chadu. וכשמדברים על כלליות כנסת ישראל בתורת מציאות בפני עצמה, אז היא מכונה בתואר רעייתי. היינו החלק שנשתבר ונתחלק מאותה מציאות שלך. We're one with God. And we talk about the collective of the Jewish people, of the mystical soul of the Jewish people of Knesset Yisrael, as an independent reality, as an independent entity, then it's called Ra'ayasi. That was the part that was broken off from the Chad. We were one with God in the Torah, and then we were broken off. We're now independent to a certain extent. So that's the Ra'ayasi. There's a place in the Metzius of the world that there's a Chadu, that God is one with the Jewish people in the Torah. And Klali's Knesset Yisrael was broken off from that Chadu. And therefore she's called Ha'ayasi. And that's Oyne Mekabir, the Torah Re'ach, as a king of Klal Bishmai. That's what we call God Re'ach, 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 just like Knesset Yisrael is called Ayosi, because as an independent entity, it's broken off from the collective of Chadu with Hashem and Torah, so too you can call HaKadosh Baruch Hu Tor Rea. Since as Jews we are called Ra'ayasi, in other words, we are broken off from this Klalius, is a place where we're all one with God. And then, on a different level, on a lower level, we've been broken off, and we're more independent. So we are called Ra'ayasi, because every person has a different level of Knesset Yisrael within themselves. That's the Rea. And in Mele, since that's who we are, and we are Hashem's spouse, so to speak, Ha'ayasi, we are Hashem's spouse, in Mele, he is also called Re'acha, since we have that Madrega of Rea. Some have a larger portion than the Jewish people, some have a smaller. That's what the word Rea means. Their chiluke madregas, pasuk calls us Ra'ayasi. And Ra'ayasi would mean that some have more chelik kibyachol, that's what seems to be pshat. The pshat seems to be some have more chelik in kudsha bruchu and some have less of chelik. They're chilukim adregis. So therefore, he's also called Ra'aya. We're called Ra'ayasi, and he's also called Ra'aya. Because the chilukim adregis. When it comes to the other Torah, when you're Nasi, Chosi, that's standard. That all Jews are the same. But when it comes to the Torah of Rea, their Ram is different, they're different pieces, and some are larger pieces, some are smaller pieces. So we're called like a Baruch's Ra'ayasi. Because they're different madrigas, and so too he's also called a Raya. We're Rayasi. We're his friends, he's our friend. Different madrigas. And now we can understand even deeper this that Chacham and Raya Tava Hatalia. That was the dag of Chacham Yisrael. Has a higher level of re'acha than a regular person. Because when you talk about re'acha, that relates to every individual as an individual. When we talk about a yachid to exclude others, we're talking about a chelek nichbad u'miyuchad, a special, honorable part that's been broken off from Kol Knesset Yisrael. And this Kalius itself has been broken off from the Kalius of Kutcher Bichu Varaisi Yisrael Chanu. So when we talk about the individual Re'acha, in other words, it's to exclude others, to preclude others. So that different people have different levels, so therefore you call him a Re'acha. It's like the Jewish people in general are called Ra'ayasi. Because that's the Jewish people as an independent entity. So when you talk about Re'acha, he's on a higher level of Ra'ayasi. That he's more connected to the Rosh Hashanah. He's more of a piece of Re'acha, and maybe he's more of a piece of Ra'ayasi. He's more connected to the Chavu. It's a bigger piece. Chacham Yisrael includes within him a double reality. Taras Yisrael, the Jew, and Taras Arayis, the Torah. So when he's broken off from the Chavu, he's got a larger proportion than a regular person. Because we said, Kutsh Brichu, Varayis Yisrael Chayim. God, the Jewish people, and the Torah are one. So when a person is broken off from this oneness, so if he has more Torah, so he's Jewish like everybody else, we're all equally Jewish, but he has more Torah, because the Torah is one with God, so when he's broken off, we look at him as an individual, so he has more of that chavu with Hashem, he has more of a connection, because he has more Oraisa. And since he has more Oraisa, he also has more Yisrael. Because God, the Torah, and the Jewish people are one. So in the middle, if you have more Torahs, one with A equals B and B equals C, you have more Torah. And Torah equals the Jewish people. Being connected to God. So in the middle, if you have more Torah, you have more godliness. And you're more of a Jew. It's a higher Madrega, because the higher Arise of Kutsh Bruch Yisrael Chani. So you have more Arises, you have a bigger Chelik, and in this totality of God, the Jewish people, and the Torah. And therefore, Nafsha shochach miyisrael mekifa v'kolos b'sefer harbi yosef chalav mikvalos knesses yisrael. May Hashem nafsha shalsam adam yisrael. Umeiru shedagas hara areya shalok gdola harbi yosef. So chacham has a much larger portion. Therefore he's more of a reya. Because he's a larger portion than the Kodesh Baruch Hu writes of Yisrael Chayim. Therefore, like we said, chacham and reyos are all about talia. And the male person is more of a chacham. He's more of a reya. And you're chayiv more in v'hat l'recha k'mocha. And you're chayiv more in v'sam b'adam reyecho. You have to save him first. So that, sweet friends, is the first portion of this amazing offering. And we still have a lot more to talk about, what we say. We still haven't gotten to Reb Chaim. So, but you can guess that he's more of a Reya. So please stay tuned, and Mr. Shem, we have